Don't you just love that guitar riff? I mean, another day, another dollar. Welcome to The Right Show, brought to you by Valuetainment. Today, we're going to get into the news for people who hate the news. We have tricky makeup tips for women, all right? We got men swimming against women. We have machines taking over. And we have Chick-fil-A, which may be coming to you on Sunday. What? It's all happening right here, right now, on The Right Show. Let's go. All right, I just got back from Vancouver, Canada, and boy, am I exhausted. It's Nowruz. If you don't know Nowruz, Persian New Year, it happens once a year. So let's ask you right over here, what is your favorite holiday? And do you even know what Nowruz is? My job is to kind of inform people about my culture a little bit. I don't beat you over the head with it, but Nowruz is the new year. It happens in spring when the weather is warm, when baby lambs are being born, and when the little plants and everything are sprouting right then and there. So that's a perfect time to do it. And I got to do comedy at two Nowruz events, Oklahoma and Vancouver. Nobody you know has ever flown to Oklahoma on one day and Vancouver the next. Here's what Nowruz looks like from an inside point of view. I'm here at Nowruz in Oklahoma, which means there are Persians in Oklahoma. I bet you didn't know that. And we're going to show you more stuff you didn't know. Take a look at this beautiful table. It's called the Half Scene. It's basically an Easter display and a Christmas display, all wrapped into one. Each item here has a special meaning. Sekeh, gold, for wealth forever. Samanu, pudding, the sign of a great dessert and opulence. Seer, garlic, for good health. Garlic can do wonders. This is Senjeh. Those are like dates or berries, very good. And Somak, the spice of life. Plus Sombol, a beautiful flower. Seed, apple, for beauty and new year. And finally, everyone's favorite, the goldfish.
So now you know what the display looks like. It's kind of like a Christmas tree, but on a flat table. And this is a big deal, what I just showed you folks. That holiday has been around for thousands of years. So I had kids come sit at my merchandise table after my comedy show, and they started hawking my merchandise. That's a great lesson for children because they learn business and they learn how to work for me and they got a tip. All right, that's how it goes. So if you want to learn more about those kind of things and my travels, the new book is here. Once You Go Everywhere, go on my website, kayvoncomedy.com. Pick it up and you can learn more. Now, working at Valuetainment, you never know who's going to drop in. We've seen Brady. What is the guy? The quarterback, Brady.
Tom
Brady. We have seen Tyson. There's a guy, Mr. Tyson.
Mike Tyson.
Mike, Iron Mike. And we got to meet this guy last week, none other than UFC's Colby Covington. Man, that was a lot of fun. And I got to meet him here with today's special guest. Based on the high reviews, the numbers on YouTube going up, 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 we have none other than Valuetainment's own. He hosts The Mouthpiece. He does comedy sketches with me nonstop. And he's sitting here right to my right. Give it up for the one and only Brady Matthews.
Thank you so much. Good to be back, everyone. Thank you, guys. Take your seats. Fantastic. Yeah. Thank you, guys. Jorge, thank you.
Brady, over the last few weeks, we've been doing a lot of comedy together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of sketches.
Yep.
And what are you working on now?
I have an art show tomorrow.
Whoa.
Yep.
Okay.
I have an art show. Not only do I do stand-up comedy and ridiculously good-looking, but I paint, too.
And he's humble. Brady is a fantastic artist. Some of his artwork has appeared behind comedians, not just Kayvon, but Theo Von.
Yes.
And many others. So it's always fun to go on tour with him and make people laugh and then see this other side, the art. I don't have a really big side talent like you, the second talent.
No, but listen, stand-up comedy is a talent in itself.
Talent.
So I tell you what, if that's your only talent, you're doing a pretty good job at it.
I got to learn something else. All right, good. And last time Brady was here, his mom was here, and that's
right.
Why he stepped his game up. We're going to see if he can do the same for Victor, who's sitting there not even looking at us.
He kind of looks like my mom a little bit.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm going to apologize to your mom just for that.
I'm
horribly
just joking.
Rude.
Karen, you know you're a saint. I love you.
All right, good. Yeah. All right, so speaking of which, Brady and I team up a lot. We do comedy, and we had this thought. A lot of you don't know this. My laptop melted down last week. I was just sitting there editing a video. I'm like, what is going on? I called the repair shop. They said, you have to bring it in about 2 hours. I'm like, what do I do for 2 hours? No laptop. Bring it in 2 hours. And they said, you have to pick it up within 30 days or it becomes our property. And Brady, you know what that reminded me of?
Go ahead.
Who's the guy who leaves his laptops?
Oh, it's Joe Biden's son, Hunter.
Hunter.
Yeah.
This guy, his name is Hunter Biden. He loses baggies of powder. We won't say what.
Yeah, yo.
He loses laptops like it's going out of style. So Brady and I had a quick thought. What if, as my laptop is broken, what would it be like? What was it like that day Hunter came to the laptop repair shop and turned his in? And we think it went a little something like this. Dream music.
Welcome in. What can I do?
Yeah,
your
I need that fixed.
Fast.
Sure.
We can get that done for you. You've been here before?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
I'll go check up your name here. First name?
Biden. Hunter. Hunter.
Hunter. Never been in this location. Last name?
Biden. B-I-D-E-N.
Yeah, Biden. Perfect. All right. What's wrong with the laptop?
I don't know. Fix it. The things that broke the
book. You got it. Hey,
the
listen. Come on back in 48 hours.
48 hours? No, I need it now. I need
sir,
it now.
Sir, we have like a huge pileup of computers. Let me tell you. Okay, I can tell
make it 24. Make it 24 hours.
You know what?
Make it 24.
We'll move Miss Duncan to Wednesday.
Yeah,
here
Duncan.
Tuesday. 24 hours.
Yeah,
come on back.
Yeah, sure Duncan, sure.
I'm going to stay here.
Staying here.
Duncan Donuts.
Cool. What? Does it get cold in here? You can just put an AC all the way down.
I'm going to stay back. That makes you cold, dude.
I've never had someone.
Go call me an Uber.
You got
never
it.
Had to sleep outside.
Oh, laptop? Last name?
Santos.
I think this is it. Have a good one.
I think that's the wrong one. And that's exactly how it went down in our imagination.
I like the music kick up at the end.
Yeah.
It made you feel like you were actually at the repair shop. And I like that. And I appreciate the small details.
Yeah, Brady and I had that idea. And we were like, okay, let's make it kind of black and white and fade to color so you know you're in a historical time frame.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and that's exactly how it happened. So if you don't know, 56 government intelligence professionals claimed that laptop that the guy had was probably Russian disinformation. That's how easy it is to buy off the intelligence community, where they got 56 ex-intelligence officers to agree that it was fake, just as long as the election was taking place to help Joe Biden. And then would you believe, now that the smoke has cleared and Biden's been president for 2 years, they said, oh, I guess we're wrong. It was a real laptop. Did you know they did that?
Yeah, I did know that, actually. And, I mean, Russian disinformation, is that what they
said? That's what they called it.
And you know what? Some people actually ate it up, hook, line, and sinker. And that, my friend, is stupid.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, yeah, Russia was able to perfectly get these photos of him with strippers and little people in Thailand. And all
his cracked teeth, his teeth all cracky.
Oh, cracky teeth. Yeah, that Russians, they're just experts with all that. Mm-hmm. So that's what Brady and I do when we're not preparing shows like this. So I saw this. I thought it was very funny. Amazon drivers are under attack. When people don't get the package they want, sometimes they've been stealing from the trucks. They've been stopping the deliveries from being made. And this woman, she felt she didn't get the right package. So she got under the Amazon truck as a protest and wouldn't let him drive away.
Yeah, so, that seems smart.
Yeah. I want to show you what it looks like right here. And this is what they have to deal with just to get your package to you. Take a look.
This is.
I have a UPS driver.
Look at this lady.
Who has my
stuff.
Stop it. He won't give it to me. I paid for
She's
it.
The one that believes in Russian disinformation, guaranteed.
For sure. For
yes,
sure.
He is, and I will not let
I'm
him
trying
leave.
To leave, and she's under my
Why is
truck.
It going to be Karen, though?
He's under his truck, and I will not let him leave.
What is the address?
Street.
No. She looks
Man,
comfy.
Man, that's not safe. Somebody can hit you. You need to get out under there.
I'm in front of the gate, but I live in
B-10. I'll wait for my supervisor. I won't leave, but get out of there.
Please.
You're going to get hurt.
Yes, it is.
You know she doesn't have a whole lot going on at the house.
Nothing to do.
Right.
That is what people have to deal with. Working men out in the field are dealing with that.
That's what happens when all your cats die. You just go hang out under Amazon trucks.
How surprised are you she's from Seattle?
Zero. 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 She is prime candidate. She is Seattle's flag.
Oh, my goodness. So I thought that was funny. So I had an idea. I want to shoot this. You guys tell me if you agree. But, Brady, we should do a sketch where I am under your car.
Hilarious.
All right. It's already good.
I like it already.
And we don't see you. We hear your voice. And you are a Papa John's delivery driver.
Yeah.
Okay. And I have my Papa John's. And it's just, like, opened. And I'm just mad that I don't have my garlic sauce.
Listen, that's a legit concern, though.
Yeah.
I mean, people do get that mad. That's one thing. Listen, I'll lay under a car for that.
Can we shoot this, though?
I would love that.
Right after this, that's how you do it, folks. You pitch a sketch. If the guy agrees, you got one. And I'm going to complain there's no pepperoncini, Where's my pepperoncini and where's the garlic sauce, sir? No, sir. And I'm going to dress like someone from Portland.
And I'm going to say, you got to leave. I'm waiting for my supervisor, but you need to leave.
That's right. Yeah. And I'm going to say, I'm not standing for this. And the only reason I get Papa John's is because they have the garlic sauce. If I wanted no garlic sauce, I would have gone Domino's.
Yeah. And question for you, if you get the pizza, do you still eat it under the car or do you actually move?
I'm going to eat under the car. I'm going to have drinks under there.
It's a whole party.
All right. We're going to have a pizza party under the car. So we're doing that. Victor shooting it. He just found out.
All right.
Now, there are some things that go wrong being a comedian. Don't we know it?
Yes.
And one of the things that goes wrong sometimes is college administrators try to cancel your show because they don't believe in free speech.
Right.
This happened to me last week. Luckily, Brady wasn't with me on this. I kind of went with another buddy named Brian Swinehart, which
we all
know.
Is this in Seattle?
This was in UConn.
Really?
Coast to coast, baby.
Well, you know what, though? You know what they say about UConn. It's the Seattle of the East Coast.
It really is. UConn be canceled at any time. I bought my flights, my rental car, my hotel. I brought my opening act. We showed up, we landed, and the lady was like, no, the students aren't safe with your comedy show. So you can do it somewhere else on campus. I just don't feel safe with it in my building. I'm like, why would you want me anywhere on campus if I'm not safe?
Right. You're probably one of the, because I love your comedy, you're one of the cleaner comedians that I've ever met. So what would be the material that she was actually scared of, Kayvon?
It's just light jokes that make fun of her indoctrination. So take a look at what went down. Brady, you'll appreciate this because you imagine paying that money, flying out there, and then getting your show turned down. Now, luckily, the Catholic Church across the street, they said, you can do your show in here as long as you don't take the Lord's name in vain.
Totally.
I was like, thank you, Father. I will, and I will not sin. So we did the show, but you have to understand there was lots of roadblocks, and who's to say there would be a Catholic church across the street that would allow it? So here's what it looked like.
Were you like, thank God?
Yeah.
I'm here with Turning Point USA. We flew all the way to Connecticut. We're in the rain, and they canceled our show last minute. So we're going to find out what's going on. We're going to go confront the lady who canceled our show.
Yeah.
This is comedian Kayvon, and we're here to do the comedy show tonight.
Yes, is gonna find you a different venue.
Okay, but we're just trying to figure out, we already did the advertisements. We flew up from halfway across the country, and didn't they do a contract?
They did, but the contract is null and void at this point.
How do they get null and void? We do these things ahead of time. I spent thousands of dollars on my crew, my flights, my hotel rooms, everything.
I'm sorry, where did you fly in from?
I flew in from Florida.
Okay, well, Jess said that she could find you another spot.
But the question is why? We've already done the flyers. We've already promoted UConn. Not another spot.
But we weren't given the information correctly, so the contract is null.
Why would we cancel a whole comedy night?
Listen, I understand that you're confused, but I explained it to you.
My name's Theodore.
Theodore! That is an old-ass name.
Where's
your girlfriend?
He's in the back.
That's why you sit that far apart now, isn't it?
Now, does this look like a dangerous show to you?
USA? A hate group. They think that, you know, we hate minorities and people of color, but I always say, we're not a hate group. We love our country, we love our rights, we love our fellow citizens, and many of us who come love the Lord. And you could be of any skin color, of any social economic background, of any gender, and you can come in and we will welcome you with open arms because we want people to be involved.
There we go.
I mean, honestly, how mad do you have to be to have a comedian come in? Or how shallow of a person do you have to be? Does she live with that lady in Seattle? Because I feel like they own a home.
Exactly. We should go lay under her car so she can't go to work. So I'm going to ask the audience, I want to know, what do you think about colleges who take government money and federal funds? They have to implement the First Amendment and respect it. And then they tell your favorite half-Persian comedian he's not allowed. Put that in the comments. I'd love to know.
Yeah, Brady? That's not cool. Not cool at all.
And she said, I understand you're confused about this, but I wasn't confused at all.
No, lady, I'm here on time with my crew. How am I confused?
Yeah.
You must be confused.
Most comedians actually don't show up on time. They have a drug habit. We are the most professional comedians out there, and they are giving us a hard time. So please, show us some support. If you see we're coming to your town, get a ticket, and you're actually helping fight the radical left who is putting a damper on students. You go to college to hear lots of different points of view. You don't have to agree with all of them. You can have a communist speak on Monday and a terrorist, reformed terrorist on Tuesday, whatever. And I'm just a comedian who happens to like the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, the president, former president, of course.
Of course.
Freedom of speech, a border, and America. That's radical today.
Yeah, unfortunately it is. It's very sad. It's very, very sad.
Mm-mm.
Yep.
So that's what we're up against. Speaking of which, radicals implementing things. We need to stop now with what's going on. PETA is demanding things.
They're still around?
Yes. PETA is demanding that Jill Biden replaces Easter eggs this Easter with potatoes. So you can decorate your potato, you can draw on it, and then put the potatoes all through the lawn.
People have lost their effing mother left in their minds, dude. Yeah. I mean, come on, dude. Who's going to go? So what, instead of an Easter egg hunt, you're going to do a potato hunt?
Easter potato hunt. And I thought that was interesting because we've already replaced our president with a potato, and now we have to do it with the Easter eggs. But the idea is that the Easter egg, like an egg, is like hurtful to animals, which it doesn't even harm an animal. The egg is the nicest thing you can do with an animal without actually hurting it.
Right. Also, the shell is very edible as well. Did you know that?
My dog eats those.
You can use the shell also for fertilizer, just for people at home. That's a quick tip from Brady.
Wow. Yep. See, the artist and the botanist.
Yep.
All right. Next up.
Formerly known as.
If you ever get called racist, just say, I'm as racist as Barack Obama when it comes to the border. Because I found footage of Barack Obama and what he said about the border just about 12 years ago. He was as far right as anyone you could have ever heard. Take a look.
This is not going to be a free ride. It's not going to be some instant amnesty. What's going to happen is you are going to pay a significant fine. You are going to learn English. You are going to go to the back of the line so that you don't get ahead of somebody who was in Mexico City applying legally.
There you go.
But after you've done these things over a certain period of time, you can earn your citizenship, so that it's not something that is guaranteed or automatic. You've got to earn it, but over time, you give people an opportunity. Now, it only works, though, if you do all the pieces. I think the American people, they appreciate and believe in immigration, but they can't have a situation where you just have 500,000 people pouring over the border without any kind of mechanism to control it. So we've got to deal with that at the same time as we deal in a humane fashion with folks who have put down roots here, have become our neighbors, have become our friends. They may have children who are U.S. citizens. That's the kind of comprehensive approach that we have to take.
Okay, that's kind of what we've all been saying. Brady?
Yeah, I mean, the guy's just spewing out garbage. I mean, Barack Obama didn't believe any of that. He was like, and cut to.
Yeah.
Open the borders, arms wide open, like Creed.
That's my biggest problem with what they're saying. What they're saying sounds good, and what they do is much worse. Now, he was talking about 500,000 illegals should not be coming every year. Now, do you realize that under Biden, we've had about 500,000 illegals every month? We have an estimated
almost every day.
Every day. We have 13 million illegals. So, when we say the same things that Barack Obama says, you cannot call us a racist. We are exactly as racist as Barack Obama, or nobody's racist, and we just want a comprehensive program where people that come can actually get assimilated to America, enjoy the country, learn the rules of the road. The rules of the road are insane. Have you seen the roads?
Uh-uh.
No. These guys get on the road. They don't know how to turn, and they don't have insurance.
We saw it last night. Yep.
They bust a U-turn right in the middle of the street, hit somebody. They're walking through the street. It's unbelievable. So it's going to cause more of a crisis. It causes resentment, and it makes people be hating each other. And I think that's kind of the plan.
Of course it is. They want chaos. They want craziness. And also, did you talk about the handguns and everything too?
No. The legal handguns. Now Brady will take that one away.
Well, they're giving illegal immigrants handguns. It's legal for them to walk around with handguns where you and I have to get a permit. But for those guys, they do not. So you put two and two together.
Yeah, so a federal judge has decided that illegal immigrants are within their rights to carry a handgun on them concealed, which I have a permit for that. I had to go get my fingerprints. Is that they've just got here. And what I think is going on with that, here's what I think. Grand scheme. Let's go up in that helicopter and look down. I think they want all the illegals to have handguns if they so choose. Gun violence goes up 30%, creates a crisis that now the Second Amendment cannot work anymore based on the current crisis. Let's just take them all away. What do you think?
It sounds dead on. I think you hit the nail on the head for sure. Mm-hmm. And you get a debit card on top of it. You're living the dream. Literally living the dream.
Living the American dream. So we're going to ask our audience right here, do you think illegals should be allowed to carry handguns, or do you think it's a conspiracy theory to make gun violence go through the roof and then take away your rights next? We're going to find that out in the comments and our next story. This is in the realm of sports because Brady is our resident sports guy, and I thought it'd be really fun to bring this up. I mean, it's not fun, but it's what's going on.
Sure.
By the way, people accuse me of talking about this too much. I didn't bring up this topic. Women have fought for sports for a couple decades. Title IX meant that whatever money you spent on men's sports in college, you have to spend equal amount of money on women's, which makes no sense, by the way, because a football program costs like $100 million, okay? And then there's no women's sports program that costs $100 million. Women's sports programs cost like $1,000 each. That meant that women got tons of sports. That women had a croquet team and a rowing team and a backgammon team and a chess team and a swim team and a run team. And men had still, as always, football and a basketball team. So that's why a athlete like myself couldn't play, and almost every girl you meet was a college athlete. Okay, sure. So here's one that actually was a champion, Riley Gaines. Riley Gaines has a cool story that she was the best swimmer in all of college sports up until this dude came along. Bam, bam, bam. Willie Leah Thomas. Isn't it funny, Brady? His name is Willie.
Willie?
His real name is William.
I had no clue.
And he
I
has a Willie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's a Willie.
Well, hey, wow.
And,
look
and
at that.
Let's hope he doesn't free Willy in the pool. I'll be like, yeah, and he jumps over. Remember that movie?
Okay. Yeah, he just leaps over her.
So here's what happened with this story. If you haven't been following it, you've been living under a rock. And don't accuse me of bringing this up all the time. This is in the news every week. Riley Gaines is going with Turning Point USA to colleges like your boy does, okay, and getting canceled, getting people protesting her because all she's saying is she wants her rightful place on the podium. She wants the trophy. She wants the gold medal. And she is sick, sick, sick of having to share or even relinquish her trophies, her medals, and her times. Having a record time for a pool is a big deal.
For sure.
They say she doesn't have the record anymore. Free Willy has the record, and that's what's going on there. So more than a dozen athletes, and I'm going to read this to you guys, have sued the National Collegiate Athletic Association, a.k.a. the NCAA, over its transgender participation policy, which the athletes claim violates their rights under Title IX, the law that prohibits discrimination based on sex at any institution that receives federal funding. So there you have it. Folks, we cannot have guys who are not good at their sport jumping in the women's league and whooping that ass. What do you think?
No, that's definitely illegal. It's not something I want to watch. Although, I wouldn't mind if the guys went into the women's league, like WNBA. I'd kind of watch that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Oh,
absolutely. I'm all about dunks. A little bit about passes. No passes, all dunks.
It would be great to see a little more athleticism in the WNBA.
For sure.
But those women wouldn't stand for it.
No.
They just expect these college girls to sit there and take it. So good for you, Riley Gaines, for saying something, doing something. You're not just talking about it. You're being about it.
Totally.
And so our hearts go out to you, and I hope you win your court case with your fellow athletes. Now, we move on to a new sport. What comes to mind when I say blow ball?
I think exactly what you think.
Well, I was hoping it wouldn't, because blow ball is going to be hopefully one of the biggest sports in India coming up. They've got people down in that beautiful country who want to play soccer, but also don't have a lot of space, not a lot of access to fields. So they've invented a game that's kind of like, what's the one you play with, you twist your wrist, a foosball?
Oh, foosball.
Yeah, yep. But this is like foosball with your head through the hole. Take a look at blow ball. We're going to play it now.
Stop it. Oh, my God. We've run out of things to do. It's poor kids.
Look at him.
What happens if you don't want to play anymore?
Or what happens if he doesn't brush his teeth?
Seriously, you just got bad breath.
Just like,
also, you're gonna be so lightheaded, you're just gonna pass out.
Look at him, and they have the neck. Oh,
he's like, assist me.
The goalie just scored on himself. The yellow neck. Okay,
what a game.
Okay, wait a minute. It's yellow. There they go. Blues versus yellows. Uh huh. Is that kid playing against him?
Definitely using my nose on this one.
I don't think they know who's.
Is that considered a header?
Wait a minute. I don't think they're playing this correctly.
This game's too long already.
You know what? I got
a whole trophy?
Yeah! All right. Wow. So that's blow ball.
I saw a lot of field there. Why weren't they playing in the field?
Well, they're getting the game. They're trying to get it off. It's hard when you invent a new sport and you're trying to get it off. And then people are like, you know, what's going on here? It's crazy. So let me know. Let me talk to you guys right over here. Blow ball, is that a game you would play with your closest of friends? Yes or no? Why or why not? I just want to know this. In the year of COVID, they told us don't breathe on each other.
Right.
Distance yourself.
Right. Spray everything down.
How did we forget all that a year and a half, 2 years later, and now we're playing blow ball?
That's a good question. I don't know. Seriously.
Would you play that here at Valuetainment with a group?
If it had to be like 10 girls without, per se, clothing on, okay. Probably.
All right. That'd be sure. Different. Like most of the game would be going on under the table, I feel like. Okay, moving right along. This is a fashion show that is going viral online, taking the world by storm. This guy reminds me of that Weezer song. I don't know if you heard the Weezer song, but when I saw this, it made me think of that. Take a look. Now, the reason I showed you that, Brady, is that is our next sketch I want to pitch to you. You tell me if you want to do it. I want to do a sketch where we show 3 hours later where I'm walking through our parking lot.
Yeah.
And all I've got is just a few last pieces of yarn, and I'm in a full Speedo. What do you think?
Yeah, I think the ladies would like that, yeah. For sure.
Or whitey tighties. I want to wear some ridiculous underwear, and I'm just walking, and you see me like way out in the parking lot, and you just see strings kind of keeping me together.
It's just being held on by your twigs and berries. Yeah. That's it.
And then when it gets to the very end, it's tied to my bing, bing. Yeah, that'd be fun.
Yep.
All right.
I like it.
So if Brady agrees, now we have two sketches we just wrote for you right here. The under the pizza delivery car, mm-hmm. And the if you want to destroy my sweater. Whoa. All right. Nice.
Listen to us.
That's why I'm glad that Brady's from the same generation as me.
Yep.
That's why I don't date 20-year-olds.
We old.
Okay. Now, we go over here to robots taking over. There's going to be no audio because the audio is copywritten. So the video is just going to play muted. We're going to talk to you about what's going on. Brady, take a look. Chick-fil-A has a location that is trying something new. They're going to attach the Chick-fil-A delivery to a drone and deliver it for the first time. Drone delivery, Chick-fil-A. You saw them attach it, and then they airdrop it. Look at that, with a little parachute. Right to the field. Boom. Okay. Now the guy goes over there. Now he has his Chick-fil-A faster than ever. No wait, no line. What do you think?
I love it. I could go for it right now. Let's call it right now.
Now my question for that is, if you make the delivery on Saturday night, can it fly to like the East Coast and you deliver it Sunday?
I feel like that's too far.
It's too far,
but that's definitely a question we need to ask Chick-fil-A.
This could be a way, because Chick-fil-A's big thing with we don't do it on Sunday is every employee needs to honor the Lord on Sunday, so we're going to keep it for the Lord. We ain't open no Chick-fil-A on Sunday. I don't care if you're in an airport, you're hungry. You can go somewhere else.
Yeah, I think they're going to start serving on Sunday. They are
in New York on the Turnpike. They have to allow it open on Sunday if they want to take up a space for truckers and drivers.
Typical New York.
Mm-hmm. So New York said, Chick-fil-A is on Sundays.
New York is like, Lord second, chicken first.
So we could do robotic deliveries of Chick-fil-A, and maybe this can open up a whole new thing. No human is touching it. A robot makes the sandwich and delivers it to you. Speaking of robots, women are having a tough time with their beauty, as always. They're always trying to keep up with the Kardashians. And this was featured online. I want you to see it. Robots are doing eyelash assignments. Okay, now, Brady, would you allow a robot to be that close to your eye and just sticking things to it and yanking things off of it and making you look beautiful?
Believe it or not, I got LASIK done 100 years ago, and it was something like that.
Did it work?
Yeah. They flipped your eye. Your eye is wide open, and then they take your lid of your eye, and they move it over, and then they zap it with a laser, and they put it back over. Mm. And then you go over to BJ's and get a pizza.
Oh, you got a pizza afterwards?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did your mom take you?
No, my buddy took me.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
Karen,
that's amazing.
Karen didn't come.
Look at this.
Yep.
So you got your – they cut your eye with a robot.
Cornea,
and,
yeah.
And is a machine just like zzz, opens it and just sticks on it?
Yeah, you're literally – your eye is sitting like this.
Oh, my
It's God. Like you ever seen – what is that?
There's a movie.
Orange – Clockwork Orange.
Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
Where they make him watch it.
Yeah, I was doing this, and it was open, and then they just take the lid, beep, 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 and then put it back over, and then do the other one.
One eye or two? Two eyes.
Both eyes.
Wow.
And your eyes get very numb. But would I do it again? Absolutely not.
No, you would never. You would not do it again. You'd rather wear glasses in the office.
For sure.
Wow.
Yeah, terrifying.
But it's still working, though. So you were just
different. It is still working, which is absolutely crazy.
What if they said, Brady, this wears off after a little while. You have to go in for an adjustment and do it one more time.
They said it wears off 15 years.
You can do it?
Every almost 25 years.
25 years in, folks. Get your LASIK now.
Yeah, for sure. It's the best thing I've ever done.
Don't touch it again until 2050 if you're still around.
Crazy.
All right.
If any of us are still around.
And by the way, Brady, tell people where to find you, what you're up to, promote yourself a little bit. We don't do that enough.
Sure. Yeah, you guys can find us, find me on The Mouthpiece at Valuetainment Sports. I do my own sports show. Also, I have my own art website. If you like art, it's Brady Matthews Art. Also, I'm on TikTok, Brady Matthews Comedy. Also, I'm on Instagram at Brady Matthews 13. All platforms, all the time. Sports, comedy, and art. Find it.
Yeah, I like that. Now, I'm going to show Brady one more thing. Thank goodness we are men. We don't have to do stuff like this. This is what women are doing for cheeks and collagen.
Awful.
It's just, you got to see it to believe it.
You're good.
See this?
If you want to plump and hydrate your skin there. Without injectables, this is what you do. This gives you glossy
and it sucks
in seconds.
And it gives you extra collagen on the outside of your face.
Bouncy, plump skin.
And now she has a bouncy, young face. And she's not as young as you think because she's added extra skin. So thank goodness we are men. We don't have to run off and do appointments like that. Isn't that right, Brady? We get to enjoy our... Okay. Looks like maybe Brady went to go get that done. All right. That was a little bit weird. Brady, let us know how it does. I want to feel the collagen on those chubby little cheeks of yours when you're done with that procedure. All right, folks, we're getting to near the end of The Right Show, which, by the way, it's always fun. But I thought this was very interesting. We have none other than my new book, which is out. I'm signing them. I'm delivering them to people. Okay? They're going out every single day. You got me running to the post office,
this
which
is
I hate.
Elon Musk's brain.
And here we go. We have people
this
showing me exactly what it looks like when I go back and put it right here. Perfect. So let's go there. There it is. Can't wait to start reading it. That's a good dude out there in New York. His name is Russ, and he buys all the different items. So every day, 15, 20 books going out. Get yours today, kayvoncomedy.com. You will laugh, and I want you to email me a picture of you. I'll share it on the show. Our final story is Elon Musk, who has admitted to maybe doing some illegal things, party favors, a little or something, or I don't know what he does. I've never done any drugs myself, but he said he has done some in the past, and I thought about it. Should you do things like that? The answer for most of us is no. However, who am I to deny Elon Musk's brain? Whatever mushroom or anything he might have taken, and I don't know, has unlocked a world of invention. So this is the commercial I made as a PSA for you not to do drugs. But Elon, it's up to him.
This is Elon Musk's brain. This is Elon Musk's brain on drugs.
Here we go.
Go.
Hey,
any questions?
Stay off drugs, kids. You are not Elon Musk. I had a great time making that. And if you notice, that video was very quick. Think of all the different inventions Elon Musk has come up with. From boring holes under your city, to designing electric vehicles, Starlinks, as well as things that shoot into space and land like Falcon rocket ships that come back. We have flamethrowers, we have PayPal, we have X, aka Twitter, and everything in between. So good job with the Cybertruck and all that. Elon, you've done well. The rest of us, we don't do drugs. Stay off! And if you're going to stay off drugs, stay online. Go on my website, k-vaughncomedy.com. I want you to see one of these tour dates. As you know, I just showed you Oklahoma and Vancouver. Those are done. Lynchburg, we canceled that show. But I'm going to be taping for Huckabee on 322. Arlington, Virginia, get your tickets now. Carson City, Nevada. San Diego, Tacoma, Monterey, California, San Francisco, Raleigh, Louisville, Fort Wayne, and Appleton. I want to see you all. I want to see each and every one of you at one of those shows because I don't travel the whole country to not meet you. That's why we do this show each and every week. I hope you enjoyed The Right Show, where we broke down the news for people who hate the news. We bring truth through comedy, even if you don't want to hear it, and we're waking up the world with laughter right here. Thanks for watching. Valuetainment does this each and every week, so we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.